What do you do when you're bored? You probably fidget, doodle, let out a big yawn. Thanks, Mark.
Sorry, Steve.
Being bored can be both a good and bad thing, depending on when it happens and what we're prepared to do about it. Bernard Kobus is a professor of philosophy at ASU. He's done research on pain and boredom, and there are some parallels, and he's with me to talk about this. Professor, how similarly does the brain act or react to pain and boredom?
I think it's helpful to compare and to contrast pain and boredom. And pain is a sensation. It's intrinsically aversive. It has a negative valence. It sucks to be in pain. And it serves an important function in our lives. It helps us avoid damage to the body. It's an alarm signal. Boredom is a functional emotion. It helps us live better lives. It signals to us that what we're doing now is not the best thing we could be doing. It signals to us that what we're doing now is incongruent with our deepest interests and our deepest values. Someone who's unable to feel boredom becomes a boring person, becomes someone who's less able to do what would best satisfy them, what would help them to live the best life they can.
Many people will say, I feel bored. Is it sometimes that we think something, we actually feel as if we're bored, and maybe it is something else?
Yes, I think that's true. For example, one can be mistaken about the nature of one's own boredom. One can, for example, be bored but fail to recognize it. Consider, for example, someone who constantly fidgets with his or her cell phone, or someone who takes a lot of BuzzFeed quizzes, like what kind of pizza are you, or someone who's excessively interested in the Kardashians. Such a person might actually be bored without realizing it. Their activities are not congruent with what would help them to live their best lives. So one might think that the beauty of mathematics is for many people difficult to appreciate. And it might take an effort, and you might think you're bored, but perhaps that signal is not properly a signal to do something else, but a signal to attend better to the features of the mathematics that are truly and deeply interesting. Perhaps you should be more interested in the poetry of Edna St. Vincent Millay than you really are. Perhaps you should be more interested in the advantages of a tax-deferred retirement plan than you really are.
Well, one thing that gets blamed for most of our problems these days is social media, and our attention spans are getting shorter, whether it's with our smartphones or whatnot. Does that cause us to either be bored more rapidly or feel bored more rapidly?
I do think that in our culture, we sometimes are too unwilling to be bored, and so we seek short-term and unsatisfactory solutions to boredom. And social media and cell phones in particular, and a compulsive checking of one's email, and perhaps playing a video game that one doesn't really enjoy but is doing so compulsively, those are reactions to boredom that aren't really satisfactory. They're just other ways of being bored. We need to work on how best to respond to our own boredom. We need to think about what we really care about, what we really should care about, and react to our boredom in a way that's sensitive to that consideration.
Let's think about young minds for a moment. I don't know, is more likely to happen at a younger age? Is it something that we can evolve out of if we're conscious of it as we get older?
I do think that boredom in young people is something we should be attentive to, and we should teach our children to be attentive to it. As adults, we learn sometimes to endure boredom, and that's a useful skill. Children don't have that skill to the same degree. They might be quickly bored, and teachers and educators need to be sensitive to such facts and try to think of ways to deeply engage children without resorting to superficial distractions. Sometimes I think that the tendency to gamify education is not the best way to engage children's interest and to respond to their boredom. Perhaps better is to try to teach them to be sensitive to the deeply interesting features of what they're learning about.
Bernard Kobus is a professor of philosophy at ASU. We've been talking about the ups and downs of boredom.